Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol in Crescent City responded to a collision near Elk Valley Road that sent a bicyclist to the hospital on Tuesday night. A vehicle driven by 33-year-old Crescent City man David Soule was driving eastbound on Elk Valley Road, overtaking the cyclist, 58-year-old Scott Casanova. Soule's vehicle then drifted right towards the bicycle lane and subsequently struck Casanova, causing major injuries. Cal Air Lifeflight airlifted Casanova to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of his injuries, and the Highway Patrol is heading the investigation. On Monday, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant at a residence and arrested a man who was in possession of stolen property from four recent burglaries. Deputies went to a residence associated with Earl Johansson, and officers located property from three recent burglaries in the Zania area, as well as property from a fourth unreported theft. The property was returned to its rightful owners, and Johansson was booked into county jail. This afternoon, officials at Humboldt State University issued a letter extending their condolences to the family and friends of Jenna Santos, the driver who died last week in a vehicle crash near Laytonville. The Alameda resident was in her sophomore year at Humboldt State, majoring in psychology, and according to officials, she strived to pursue a doctoral degree, earning nearly straight A's. Santos's vehicle ran off the highway between Laytonville and Willits and ended up in Outlet Creek last Wednesday, and a passenger had to climb and hang onto a tree for 12 hours before flagging down help. Dan Squire has news from the Harbor District.
The Harbor District is accepting applications for those interested in serving out the remainder of Mike Wilson's term on the Board of Directors. Wilson resigned his position effective January 13th after he won election to the Board of Supervisors. The Harbor District 5 boundaries generally conform to the 3rd District Supervisor seat of Arcata and Blue Lake. Applicants are encouraged to check with the Elections Division to see if they are in the district, and applications must be submitted no later than February 8th.
Thank you, Dan. The Rotary Club of Eureka has been generous in the past few months as they have assisted community organizations aimed at helping people in need. Members of the Rotary Club assisted Betty Chen as they delivered 20 bunk beds and helped assemble them all as well. The Eureka Rescue Mission, who was in need of more than 25 bunk beds and more than 50 mattresses, called the Rotary Club for assistance. The project was funded through coordination with County Supervisor Virginia Bass, Parks and Recreation, as well as the Eureka First Church. And now the beds and mattresses are in use at the rescue mission. There was a heavy presence of law enforcement near the 4000 block of Highway 101 near Bayside earlier this afternoon. Personnel were at the KOA campground dealing with a man who, according to various news outlets, was suicidal, and the subject had barricaded himself inside of a trailer. The subject eventually surrendered peacefully, and he was subsequently detained. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The heavy wind and rain throughout the day has caused various closures on county roads and have caused power outages as well. Caltrans announced that the Avenue of Giants has been closed down due to flooding, and northbound Highway 101 near the Hookton Road off-ramp has been closed due to flooding as well. Highway 299 at Big Fringe Creek will not reopen due to the weather, and motorists are advised to be prepared for hour delays on Highway 96 due to slide removal. Just south of Myers Flat, more than 560 customers were left without power, and at the moment there isn't an estimate time on when power will be restored. East of Garberville, more than 130 residents are left without power, while more than 60 residents in the Port Kenyon area are currently in the dark. Arcata police arrested two men who robbed the 76 gas station on Alliance Avenue this morning. One of the suspects entered the station drawing his firearm, demanding money, and then fled the scene in a vehicle with an undisclosed amount of cash. The clerk was able to provide a partial license plate number, and about 10 minutes later, an HSU officer assisting in the search spotted the vehicle in the Manila area. Arcata police responded to the scene and arrested 19-year-old Desmond Isaac of McKinleyville and 20-year-old Lucas Herrera of Manila, and the two were booked into county jail. St. Joseph's Health in Humboldt County has received accreditation from the Joint Commission for continuing to display quality and safe patient care. Known as the Gold Seal of Approval, St. Joseph's Health underwent on-site surveys as Joint Commission officials evaluated compliance with standards. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.